Welcome to Co-Creative Conversations from Co-Creator Circle. We explore the power of connection, creativity, expansion, and innovation. Join us on this engaging podcast as we dive into an evolving consciousness of compassion with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and change makers from around the globe and different fields. From each conversation, we uncover insights, find pathways to our own inner strength, and we connect to co-create a world that benefits all. Tune in for all our podcasts, because each week we are going to bring you wonderful insights and inspirations. And today, I am so very delighted and honored to present Dr. Janet Smith-Welfield. Dr. Janet serves wisdom seekers who want understanding and clarity so they can live peaceful, powerful, prosperous lives. Through her unique combination of holistic, creative, right brain, transformational experiences, and 22 years of rigorous left brain law practice, she has learned how to sculpt words in atypical ways, shifting listeners into experiences beyond words, transforming turmoil into inner peace. Janet is the founder of Planetary Peace, Power, and Prosperity, which is the Legacy Foundation, Inc. Janet has launched her second Amazon bestseller, Surrendering into Soul, A Heroine's Journey. Today, she will introduce us to her pioneering work, her remarkable life, and focus on bringing peace, power, and prosperity into your one precious life. Janet, you know, when I read your bio or when I listen to all the things that you have done, I feel nothing can really do you justice because you are so inspirational in so many ways. One of the ways is that what you do, Planetary Peace, Power, and Prosperity, and what Co-Creator Circle is doing are so much in harmony with one another. Yes, and we also have one another's logos and connections in our websites. But even more than that, I really would like to ask you, because the reason you are inspirational is because you do so many things and you're able to do them with so much grace and ease. And that's what I want to know. How do you manage to do this?
Well, I'll say, first of all, that not everybody sees me through the same eyes that you are currently seeing me through. I'll begin with that because everyone's perception is different. Thank you for coming back.
I'm always here.
because when you ask me a question,
yes,
I'm responding to you, and then all of a sudden you disappear and think, why should I continue talking? I'm wasting my time.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't even know where to get back on the thread here.
So how do you manage, Janet? How do you manage to do so many things without getting too overwhelmed, I should say?
Well, I have to. A lot of it is inner work. I am very aware in each and every moment of my own personal resources, and they keep changing all the time. Depends on where I am, how safe I feel, how much energy I have, or whether I really need to take a nap. Those things all impact what I can do and how I can serve, because I always think in terms of service. But it's not just me being a doormat for other people. It's serving both myself, others, and our planet. So instead of being in a, it's not service, it's in a power under position. It's some dumb, stupid, ignorant narcissist banging me down. That doesn't work well for me, and it doesn't play well for me. So I don't stay in that dynamic. I move out. And then that narcissist has to find somebody else to bash because I'm not there anymore. Now, and it also hurts. It really hurts a lot to be in that power under position lots of times, unless you are absolutely in a service consciousness or mentality. And sometimes the pain is so excruciatingly traumatic that the power under, power over dynamic shifts into a power against dynamic. You want to make that other person pay for the damage they caused you. Look at the wars going on all over this planet. It is either a power over dynamic or it's a power against dynamic, and neither one of those works. So how do you shift? And this is really hard to talk about, but this has to do with the a lot of the mystical, transformational, eye-opening experiences that I personally have had throughout my life. I did forget to turn off my darn phone. Sorry. Where I have been in such terror of some narcissistic, usually it's a man, but not always, abusive person who is just trying to ram me into being a little pawn on their chessboard. They position themselves as the king or the queen, and they want to move me around on their chessboard. Doesn't work well for me, but it's also very terrifying frequently to be in that space. And for me, one of my major experiences, I was reared Unitarian, and Unitarians are kind of intellectuals and scientists, and a lot of them are agnostics or atheists. And I always kind of consider myself an intellectual agnostic. I heard a lot of talk about this God thing, but I didn't know what it was. I was really clear that for me, God did not mean an old man with a long white beard sitting up on a thundercloud waiting to strike me dead if I didn't do some unclear thing that he wanted me to do. But what is this God thing? Well, when I was so terrified and I have had to navigate my way through fear and even terror many times in my life. Suddenly there was a moment where I cannot do this. I don't know how to do it. I don't like any of the possible paths forward. And suddenly this intellectual agnostic is down on her living room floor on her knees, tears streaming down my face, saying, God, help me. Now, as I spoke those words, I could feel this calm settling over me. And suddenly it felt as if together we could do it. I didn't know how. I didn't know when. But I felt as if I had, it's really hard to talk about, but some kind of a energy or spirit or support system there, guiding my steps on each step forward on my path. And then something shifted in me. And suddenly I started doing research. I started pulling together all my facts, all my information, everything I could possibly do in this physical world. And in many cases, it was an interaction with a narcissistic bully You want to ram me down. And suddenly I shifted into something. These are words I use, which I'm doing my best to describe something which you really can't describe. It shifted me into a power with dynamic. And from that space, the bullies could pound me all they wanted, but they were not going to knock me down. And I have many, many, many stories in the book that I just launched, Surrendering into Soul, A Heroine's Journey, which described this dynamic and how it was a change within me. And when you change yourself, either the bullies go away, or sometimes they change their own perspective and you draw them in to dance with you or play a game with you. It's a whole different dynamic, but that's what planetary peace, power, and prosperity is all about. It starts with inner peace, bringing peace into your own life. And when I use the word power, it's not this kind of power or this kind of power, which is so destructive. It's a sense of personal empowerment, integrity, accountability, strength, courage. I don't know what other words to throw out there right now, but that's what I mean by power. I liked planetary peace, power, and prosperity because of the alliteration, but it's really an inner peace. And then it's a personal empowerment. I can do this. I don't know how sometimes, and it kind of evolves. It's fascinating. As the synchronicities and people come in to support you, you don't know how this happens. You're not doing it with your little left brain. You're not setting a goal and going to reach that goal. You are, it's almost an intuition lots of times, or it's a gift that is given. Miracles start coming into your life to support you. And it's kind of mind-boggling. And I don't know what else to say about this. Do you have any questions?
You know, in a conversation, you're supposed to ask questions and an answer. But when I listen to you, you're talking about power, you're talking about very intense pain. And yet the way you're talking, it's, for me, I feel as if I've reached a meditative state.
That's interesting feedback for me. I didn't finish my original thread, which was I didn't really deal with prosperity. But prosperity, I mean, money can be part of it. We live in this money economy, which we human beings have created. But I think of prosperity more as it's a giving and receiving dynamic, which, of course, this is the infinity symbol. It's more a feeling of having been gifted with one precious life. And what are you going to do with it? And the choice is largely in your hands, not totally, because if you have a sudden earthquake or mudslide or a tornado, it can totally devastate your life. Well, wow, I mean, look what's happening right now in Gaza and Israel and the Middle East. Or in Ukraine, people's lives are just getting wiped off the slate, not because of something they've done, but because, let me see, how can I phrase this? There are ignorant people in positions of role power who don't understand servant leadership, which is being the shepherd of an entire flock. That's very different from being the general of an army.
You know,
and prosperity, let me just mention one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
Just, A lot of it's just free. It's walking out on the beach and finding a beautiful seashell. It's walking out in nature and just enjoying the breezes and the beauty of being almost immersed in that natural environment. It's so soothing, at least it is for many people, certainly is for my good friend Duncan McClintock, who with whom I do some regular shows on our TV show. He walks 17 miles a day. I believe me, I can't do that. But he does. He's been doing it for a long time. He actually did a walk for the soul of America in 2020. He would have done it physically, except for COVID. And because of COVID, he did it virtually, which meant he walked around in his own neighborhood 17 miles a day. He clocked the amount of time he spent walking. And then he mapped it on a map from Calais, Maine to San Diego, California. I forget how long it took him, but he was keeping track of it. He has a Facebook page if anybody wants to look it up.
I wanted to say something that you were talking about prosperity, and you were saying the spiral of give and take.
The infinity symbol.
The infinity symbol. I don't know why, to me, it's always like a spiral, because I see it in the other dimension as well. But one of the things which came to me is that people who do work, which I would say that the work we are doing is considered spiritual. Or it's because it's of a larger dimension than the everyday work that we may be doing. And so people in our field often are hesitant to receive prosperity in the form of money, And one of the things which I recently was sharing with someone is that if you can think of it not as receiving for yourself, but where is it asking to be sent through you, because it's not going to come to you to stay here. It's like breath. Breath comes in to go out. It doesn't come only to stay within. It's the same with even money prosperity. If we realize that everything is a flow, then we are able to also accept and receive.
That's different, though, from asking people for money because you have all the answers for them. That's a very different dynamic. I know I've been challenged in my own relationship with money. I don't like to ask people for money, but I'm also very fortunate to have streams of passive income to support my basic needs. So I'm not out on the street begging for food, fortunately. But I've got enough. I've got enough to sustain my basic needs. And it's interesting because my own relationship with money keeps shifting. When I was a kid, I'd play games like Monopoly, for example. It was fun, but it was a game. And this does that doesn't have to do with money, but it's another. When you've got two teams, for example, playing against each other in softball, there's a different energy that you can have in that. Either they can really be in this dynamic, or they can be in a dance or play dynamic where you're improving your own skills all the time when you're competing against somebody else. But it's not because you want to kill them. It's because you're getting better because they're challenging you to get better. It's a whole different dynamic. It may look the same or almost the same from the outside, but the inner work is a totally different, I'm going to call it a consciousness space. It's fascinating. And right now, what's interesting, assuming I can make my way through the logistical system labyrinth, every penny, and this goes to what you were saying earlier about you are a channel or a flow through. Every penny that comes in from the sale of my new book, Surrendering into Soul, A Heroine's Journey, will go right back to support the foundation and the work of the foundation, which potentially is massive work. But unfortunately, many of our people are volunteers because they are passionate about the vision and the mission. But there are still some basic, legal fees, accounting fees, bookkeeping fees, filing fees that we have. So they're basic expenses. And right now, I'm paying most of them out of my own pocket because I can. But it would be helpful to have that flow through from all the brilliant education that the people with whom I am working are able to give out into the world.
Yeah, actually, that does, it flows into the question I was going to ask you, and that is, what is the work that the foundation does? If you can give it a little, elaborate on that.
That's been an interesting journey as well. Right now, well, first of all, I'm working with brilliant people. If anybody is interested in learning more, for example, about members of our board of directors, you can go to our website. We have a website voluntarily prepared by two aligned people of Planetary Peace, Power, and Prosperity, Stephen Donaco and Duncan McClintock, created by them. It has a lot of fascinating content on it. But you can go in there, and again, if you want to learn a little bit about the people with whom I am dancing and playing right now, you go into the About tab, and you will see credentials for all these people. I mean, one woman, she's an attorney. She's a massage therapist. She was one of the first women playing professional football back in 1970. These are the kind of people with whom I am creating, co-creating, and manifesting. And each one of us has a unique skill and a unique path and a unique journey. So we're definitely not aligned. And incidentally, if you stop the motion, you get the Christian symbol for prayer and the Buddhist symbol for namaste. But it's not static, it's dynamic, it's always dynamic. And, people sometimes they get really angry with me. I've had people quit because they think I am spending my money in a different way from the way they think it ought to be spent. It's really fascinating to explore this. But we are still having conversations around money. And it's more, from my perspective, what I would like to evolve would be people whose lives have been changed in a positive way by the work that we are doing. We have TV shows, weekly TV shows. To have them gift the foundation just as a thank you. Thank you for opening up my mind or giving me new choices in a really difficult situation, ways to move forward, and to respect myself, self-respect, other respect, releasing the rage and transforming the rage into, the words I use are right action, which is standing strong for other values like integrity or accountability. And doing no harm is vital. I mean, for me, that's another value. I don't always get there because while my intentions may be to do no harm, it doesn't always land that way on other people. It's a really interesting, almost cosmic dance.
That I think that's, yeah. It's very interesting what you've just said, because it shows what is the value of reaching this planetary peace. In fact, to the individual, not only to, because this is some one of the things which I was going to ask you is that why planetary? How did you think of the planetary aspect of it, and what do you think one human being can do to bring this about?
It feels like David facing Goliath. It feels like Mission Impossible. But stop and think for a minute. If e I mean, do you want personal peace, a sense of empowerment, and a sense of abundance or gratitude in your own life or not? Now
In
I'm
fact,
asking.
yes,
Okay. Well, then all the
I feel that it's impossible for one individual to feel peace or even feel prosperous unless everyone around is feeling the same.
Okay,
Because we are
that's
so
important.
interconnected.
Yeah, and if each one of us were each unique in some way, we were born into different looking bodies and different cultures, et cetera, had different upbringings and different experiences. And but if each one of us would bring inner peace, just doing it for yourself, personal. And a sense of personal empowerment. Believe me, there are tons of practices out there, which I do deal with in this book, many of them. And a sense of gratitude or abundance into their own one precious life. It would then be planetary, and we would all be playing a cosmic game or dancing a cosmic dance together.
I love that. In fact, all our co-creative circles that we have weekly, we always do the gratitude lotus exercise, which helps you to receive, absorb, and radiate everything that we are receiving. In fact, it is only when you feel gratitude that you really realize how much we are receiving all the time. So,
Yes, you need to be open to and aware of everything that is out there to support you. And lots of times, all you need to do is ask. Let's say, can you help me with this? And it's just, I mean, I've got tons of stories I could tell about that, but we don't have time for them here. But a lot of that has been happening recently to me, where I've been challenged. I'm in a female body, which is not as physically strong as male bodies. There's something, and I'm getting older. My body's getting older, so there are things that I used to be able to do that I can no longer do. But when there is something I can't do, I mean, as simple as a bottle of distilled water up on a real high shelf in Walmart, and I can't reach it, and I need it. And I see a guy coming along the aisle. I say, excuse me, would you be able to help me? Could you get that bottle off the top shelf for me? Well, he kind of is stunned. And then he gets kind of a smile on his face because he's taller than I am and he's stronger than I am. He puts down what he's carrying. He reaches up to the shelf, brings it down, and gives it to me. So simple. That's kind of surrender to the ego. And
And actually, I would say that one moment is bringing so much joy to both of you, because you are getting helped and he's feeling so strong. I mean, we may
exactly.
think he's strong, but he may not have been feeling very strong at that time. Who knows what was in his head or what was in his mind? And
He looked
he suddenly.
stressed as he was coming up the aisle. And after he helped me, he had this big smile on his face. And I just said, oh, thank you so very much, because I couldn't have done it alone.
See, this is one of the themes which I talk about, which is focus and perspective. And that is that when we've been talking about planetary peace, power, and prosperity, that when you are in one state, when you're not feeling peaceful, powerful, and prosperous, you look at the world in one way. But how do you look at it? Look at the same events and the same thing that's going on when you are even in one moment feeling peaceful, powerful, and prosperous.
It can change your whole day like that and change what you're focusing on.
Exactly.
Are you focusing on the problems, or are you focusing on the gifts that are available all around you for free? You just have to
Exactly.
look for them and be open to receiving them instead of thinking you have to do everything alone.
So that is actually, I would say, one of the greatest gifts of working towards what we are doing, co-creating planetary peace, power, and prosperity, that you change your perspective. I would say you get a more intelligent, with a capital I, view of life, a more real view. You know, because I was just talking to someone recently and they said, well, I like to look at reality. And she was talking about only the negative. And I said, maybe you're just looking at the one moment of negativity, which is so, we have this pain body, and so it'll keep coming out into the world. All the news will keep telling us what is bad. But what is good is so much more. It's just so boring that it doesn't get on the news.
Well, it's the painful stuff that gets the ratings and gets people watching, unfortunately. And it is, excuse me, it is important to be aware of what's going on, to be aware of information without getting sucked into all the emotional chaos. And for me, the question always is, yes, I want to know. But what can I do right here, right now, to serve both myself, my friends, my neighbors, my community, and our planet? How can I support it? All of us together. It goes back, I don't know whether this is from the Bible, I think it's from Christianity, though, right in the corner where you are. How can you do that? Right here, right now, and it keeps changing, which is why it's interesting.
We're coming to the end of the conversation, but not to the end of the conversations we're going to be having with you in future, Janet. And the question that I'd like to ask you in the end is, we just talked about the different ways we think of what we are co-creating. And I'd asked you this question earlier, and you had an answer. If you look at it from one perspective or from another, do you feel that what are we co-creating as human beings, as humankind? What are we co-creating?
I don't know, because I can't control what other people think, say, or do. But I do know how I need to be when I come up or come into dysfunctional interactions. And lots of times, by just standing in my own strength, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't have the words. Just by standing in my own strength, everything around me changes because the bullies can't bash me down. They can kill me and kill my body if they want to do that, but they can't destroy my soul. They can never destroy my soul or who I am if I l allow myself to be who I am. Now, another thought I had earlier, this I gave you a different answer earlier, which was that's a question that I wouldn't even try to answer, or it's not one that I would ask. Because for example, what can I personally do to stop the fighting in the Middle East right now? The horrendous toll on human life, and not only human life, but animal life, all the support systems, the world, probably not a lot other than pulling away any support for that kind of dynamic. You know, not being in there rooting on one team to win and kill the other team. That's not what it's about. So I don't want my money going there. I don't want my energy going there. I want to be aware of what's happening because it could ultimately impact all of us. It could ultimately destroy the human species. So I don't know where we are going together, but what I do know is what I need to do in each and every moment. And I can't control what other people do, but by being who I am, I can impact a dynamic. When I'm right, be here now, that's Ram Dass. Now here be. Awareness comes from Buddhism. You're aware in the present moment, and the present moment is the only moment you can choose and act. So the present is your point of personal power. For that reason, it's the only moment you can actually choose and act. You can go back and analyze the past, which is his story or her story. They're very different stories.
Or even our story, because history is
Well,
always
our
talking about
story.
the rulers, but then what about the populace? What about the individuals who make
Well,
up the country?
yeah, it's a really interesting dance. And once you become part of the dance or part of the game, and you're making your own choices in each and every moment, and each one of us is always in choice in each and every moment. Some of the choices are not easy, but minimal choices are you can say yes or no to what somebody else wants you to do, to what somebody else is telling you. Your choice.
You know, from what you said in the, earlier in the conversation, and even touched on it right now, I think I do have an answer to the question I asked you, which
Okay,
I
let's
feel
hear
you
your
gave.
answer.
Yeah, you gave this, because you said that when you stand like this, the other person can also start dancing. You see, so when so many of us are having, and when we are far away from any region of conflict, it's different when we are in the conflict, and it's different when we are far away. Those of us who are far away from any, but and you can be far away even when you're physically in a place, because you change your own vibration. So I feel what I received from you is that if we can change our vibration, then we can change what is happening in the conflicted regions of an individual life. I love the way that you brought it into that planetary does not just mean looking at the whole world, but also looking at your own personal life. And
That's where it starts. That's where you
yes.
have the power, the personal empowerment. But you cannot do it alone. It's not an ego trip. It's not standing in some persona. It is, and I phrase it as surrendering into soul or saying, I can't do this. I don't know where to go, what to do next. I'm in my dark night of the soul. Please help me. Whether you use the word God, Allah, power greater than myself, Gaia, universal energy, spirit, whatever name words are placeholders for experiences. Once you get that connection, a lot of stuff changes because you're just observing, noticing. You're watching your own mind, you're watching your own body, you're watching your own emotions, and then you're choosing which ones to put out into the world. You know, who are you? Who are you? Or who do you choose to be? What do you intend to do with your one precious life?
Thank you so much, Janet. This has been such a wonderful journey, not just a conversation, But I feel as if we have expanded into the inner verse and into the outer verse,
You've got
you
the microcosm and the macrocosm. And you
know?
know, when you can play any place, look at the logo behind me. Yeah. When you
Yes,
can
yes.
play any place in that space, boy, do you have a lot of choice. You have more choices than you can possibly physically
Yeah. Actually, I
articulate.
think we are going to have a conversation about our logos. Because yours and mine both have something deeper. Our logos have something very deep, and I would love to have a conversation about that one day. I know that we had touched upon it in one of our conversations, and also about your book and about so much. There's so much that we can learn from you, both about how to live an individual life with all the different tragedies or troubles, or even the inspirations that we have, how to show everything that we want to show to the world, and help not only ourselves but also everyone on the planet,
Yes.
without even trying to think of it in that way. Just changing our perspective, changing the actions that we take. We are going to have more conversations with you.
The conversations can be endless
Yes.
because new ideas come in when they are creative conversations, conscious, intentional, creative conversations done with clear speaking, deep listening, and mutual respect. Boy, do exciting things happen.
I agree. So I think that we have co-created a conversation today which will inspire our listeners. And we always invite our listeners to write in to see all the other work that Janet is doing. We are going to put all your the links to your websites and the ways to contact you and to read more about you. You have a beautiful YouTube channel. You have so much, and you're a universe in yourself.
Well, we're all we could get into a long day. We're each one of us is a universe in ourselves. There actually in my book toward the end, I have a couple of interesting, I think they're interesting diagrams, which kind of explore this idea of the microcosm. I mean, you can go down what to a cell or and I'm not a biology expert or below the cell, I guess to atoms and electrons and molecules, maybe just energetic or spiritual. Well, yeah, you
Yes.
can go reconnect with that. And then you can expand out from your own little microcosm out to the entire world,
Yes.
the macrocosm.
And the
You can
universe,
play any
exactly.
place in between.
Yes. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, listeners and watchers who are going to be seeing this or listening to this later. And we invite you to keep listening because we're going to have wonderful conversations with Janet, with Melissa, with Maria Kowalski, and many other conversations coming up for you. And yes, please do subscribe so that you always get notifications. Tune into this wonderful conversation that we've just had with Dr. Janet Smith Warfield, where she has shown how planetary peace, prosperity, and power help us all to come together and have an experience individual, very personal peace, power, and prosperity, and also how it goes out into the world, how the inner verse and the outer verse, the microcosm and the macrocosm all can get together in a very beautiful loop of infinity. I think you will love it.